From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Many consider childbirth one of the greatest blessings in life, and the occasion must be extra special for those who welcome a new life into the world on the first day of a new year. On this week's edition of Sharing the Love, we'll be highlighting how two entities helped families celebrate their blessing. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. In some countries across the world, and most certainly in Jamaica, it has become a tradition to recognize babies who were born on the first day of the new year. Each year, corporate entities and other groups share their love in the form of gifts to the parents and the newborns. This year was no different, as Alaska distributors brought a cheer to a few hearts as they provided gift baskets to four families.
Every year, Alaska distributors celebrate the birth of the first boy and the first girl born each New Year's Day, and we've been doing this for the last 10 years, so it's somewhat of a tradition for us.
Representative of LASCO, Nanda Dukaran. This year, LASCO presented gifts to the first baby boy and girl born at the Spanish Town Hospital and the University Hospital of the West Indies. Joanna McLeish was the first baby girl born at the Spanish Town Hospital to mother Chevelle Heath. Monique Grant was not only the second mother to give birth at the Spanish Town Hospital for the new year, but she also welcomed her firstborn, Kezia Olivia Edwards, on her birthday. At the University Hospital of the West Indies, proud parents Debisha Bennett Moody and her husband Prince were the first to welcome a baby boy, Ajani, for the new year. Kayana Davis and Garunka Walker also welcomed their son, Khalil.
The parents were presented with goodies for both the baby and themselves. For the babies, we gave them our Alaska diapers, as well as some baby necessities. And also, we put in the basket some goodies for the parents, and this included our curved sanitary napkins for the mother, put in there our Alaska bath soap, our Alaskair items for the house, such as our laundry bar, our Alaskair gentle detergent. We also put in there Alaska fabric softener to make baby clothes soft. And also, our Alaska toothpaste was a part of the basket.
New Year babies were not the only ones receiving attention on New Year's Day. The Church of God of Prophecy on Maxfield Avenue decided to do something special for a baby born on Christmas Day. Senior pastor at the church, Bishop Rodolphe Daly, tells us more.
We deem it as a community project where we want to allow the community to know that the church is there for them. The church is not just for inside members, but outside people who we serve in the community.
The Maxfield Avenue Church of God of Prophecy presented a gift basket, as well as opened an education trust fund of $15,000 for little Antoniqua Higgins, who was born on Christmas Day. The gifts were presented on New Year's Day. Mother of little Antoniqua, Tanisha Thompson, expresses gratitude to the church for the gift of love.
Church of Prophecy, I'm very grateful, you know, very blessed to have received your gifts and your token, and I'm very appreciative.
And that brings us to the end of this week's program. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving, reminding you to continue sharing the love.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.